This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We've got it.
Mr. Smith is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Okay. Brandon Strzok is leading the hashtag walkaway movement. We're going to put his website on screen, walkawaymarch.com. Now, that URL isn't banned yet, so get it out there, walkawaymarch.com. Again, that's why Drudge came here 2 years ago and said, we've got to have our own websites. We've got to, he goes, Alex, pull out of Twitter and Facebook now as your main base. They're going to ban you, man, because he was told by the other conservative Supreme Court justice, not the one that died. So we've only got 4 more minutes left with you. Please start coming back on a regular basis. I know you're busy. Sorry I had Skype problems earlier. Tell folks about the march coming up. Again, what happened to you, this next level of draconian behavior.
Well, yes, we have a walkaway march on Washington that we're planning October 26th through the 28th. That's a Friday through a Sunday. It's going to start off with a gala dinner at the Trump International Hotel. It's going to be a really, really incredible event. We're expecting some big name speakers and just a really, really great, amazing event to kick the weekend off.
They got amazing steaks there.
Yes. And then on Saturday is the main event. It's the march culminating in the rally. We're going to be marching from the DNC in Washington, D.C. to our nation's capital. So we are walking away from the Democratic Party to the nation's capital. Once again, we're going to have incredible speakers there and a big rally there in the front lawn in front of the Capitol building. It's going to be stunning and amazing. We'll have some entertainment afterwards. And then the next day is Sunday, the 28th, and we're going to have a closing brunch and give people the day to travel home. So this is obviously a pretty massive undertaking, and it's something we wanted to do strategically before the midterms to really make a powerful statement. One of the things, we want all Americans to walk away from the Democratic Party and liberalism, but we really, really want these minority groups who are taken advantage of to really wake up and pay attention to what, you know, the mainstream media and what the Democratic Party is doing. So I envision this massive event where we have tens of thousands of African Americans, tens of thousands of Hispanics and LGBT people, as well as every other type of person, walking away from the Democratic Party so that everybody, including these minority groups, can see this is where something's going on. You need to be walking away and paying attention and that you're not alone. You know, there are groups of people who are walking away with you, and you can do this with them. But so I try to get this word out, and I try, you know, it's a lot of work doing this. We're trying to raise all the money ourselves. We're putting this all together ourselves. It's essential that I be able to communicate with my people. So imagine yesterday when I woke up and Facebook banned me for 30 days because I used the word InfoWars in a post. So I've lost my ability to communicate with my people for the next 30 days. My team and I are working on a workaround so that I can get my communication back and forth with them. We're trying to raise $500,000 in the next.
And by the way, people don't know why I don't do events. If you even try to get something, say, at the Sheraton in L.A., not even the nicest hotel, you know, just decent, you want a 2,000-person ballroom and then the security and everything, you know, it's like $200,000. And then you got to charge people $100 and they think you're ripping them off. And then you lose money because you got to have security and you got to have this and you got to have that. And then all of a sudden the hotel goes, we're going to cancel because of threats we've had unless you spend more money on security. So I know for a fact, I haven't done DC marches because exactly, they've told me it's $500,000 to do what you're doing.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it's just like you said, there's permitting, there's security, you know, there's so much that goes into it, not to mention advertising, branding, getting all this stuff out there. But I'm actually not too concerned about it. I mean, if I have the ability to communicate with my people, we're doing a great job fundraising at this point. If anybody would like to contribute, they can go to walkawaymarch.com and please click fundraising. It'll take you to our GoFundMe. Of course, we're always looking for any kind of sponsors or donations from people who at a larger level if they're able to. But I'm telling you, I was devastated yesterday, Alex. I mean, I was ready to shut the march down entirely because I thought, how the hell are we going to pull this off if I can't communicate with my people? Like I said, my team and I have kind of worked on a workaround. We think it's going to be okay. But this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to get people like me who are trying to have a voice and make a difference to cower and say, you know what, I'm not as, they're bigger than me, they're stronger than me, I might as well quit, I might as well give up, because how can I fight against them? Well, I'm not going to quit, and I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep marching on, I'm going to fight back.
Wow, you are definitely on fire. This is so exciting. Walkawaymarch.com. Brandon Strock, we'll talk to you again soon. And absolutely, Streisand Effect is happening. God bless you. We'll be right back. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Take you back, girl. Your memory won't ever haunt me, 'cause I don't love you, and I feel by that. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch, you can see the sea. I got some oceanfront property.
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least computers with fully automatic
weapons. Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if they were planned in motion. It just pancaked.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control. UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental, but some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Watching this live Thursday, September 13th, global transmission. And if you're watching us on television, you can see thousands of illegal aliens in military uniforms carrying giant rucksacks on their backs, many carrying fully automatic assault rifles on horseback. So this is not your oceanfront property in Arizona, and from your front porch you can see the sea. Let's hear a little bit from George Strait right now while we watch this video. Now, you'll buy that. I got some oceanfront property.
I got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
You know, I got a signal from high-level folks in Army Special Operations that they know what's going on, and not from Steve Pachinik. It was from people at Fort Bragg, and they said, Alex, we believe March is when they're going to try to kill the president. And they said, we're ready, and just you need to be ready. And I said, should I relay that info? And they said, well, the enemy may change their operations, but it's definitely being directed from China, and they plan to kill Trump in March. I thought I would just let people know that Fort Bragg's preparing for that. They think something's in March of next year. But who knows? The enemy could change their plan. Let me explain something. Thousands of armed men on horseback with giant drug packages coming across one ranch. All confirmed. Infowars.com, Daily Caller. And I was on Infowars last night, saw you go to that so-called church, which are really illegal alien invasion points, openly funded by the UN and George Soros. And then I went to sleep and forgot about it. I got back up. And I saw comments on InfoWars going, Jones, why does this headline say you're covering the CBS head, you know, reportedly groping women? That isn't important. It's the invasion. And I'm like, yeah, partner. And I screenshotted that and sent it to all the producers. And I said, the listeners are right. We need to be on this. But this has already been going on. But then listeners think there's like some cultic control here where I'm telling everyone what to cover. Believe me, we get so close to the problem, we need you to send us emails and call us and say, hey, why aren't you doing this? But because, you know, Owen got so upset by this last night, he went down to one of these churches. It's a staging ground. And they're down in Guatemala and Nicaragua and El Salvador. This is from the UN. The UN aid agency, middle of last year, about 14 months ago, Trump killed the UNESCO treaty that George Herbert Walker Bush signed 1 month before he left office in 1992, signed in December 1992. And if you read it, it says our education, our system, everything is UNESCO. And so what the UN Cultural, Economic, Environmental Organization says, you then adopt as the curriculum, as the border. They would decide who could come in. They would certify the Afghans and the Somalis and then say they're allowed to come in. And our State Department would then certify it. Now, that's the UN running our borders. That's world government. Trump pulled it out. So what did they do? They went and they got involved, and Soros and the UN set up refugee centers in Nicaragua, El Salvador, San Salvador, and Guatemala, and then they're publicly funding with billions of dollars, much of it U.S. taxpayers through the UN, to flood us. This is a weapon system. They don't care about poor third world people. They want to bring them in desperate, make sure they never get jobs, just like in Europe, keep them under their control, and then have a kept group that'll burn down cities if they're not given what they need. And that's it. That's why 80%+ of the Islamic, Middle Eastern, North African invaders who were brought in the last 5 years to Europe, now it's 12 million of them, 80%+ never get a job. And you know who they deport? Anyone that converts to Christianity, this is in the news. Anyone that gets a job. So you're out of North Africa or the Middle East, you go, I want to be a Christian and I want a job and I like this. Your ass is shipped out. But you're like, you want to walk around in your nightgown all day and wipe your ass with your hand and do all the rest of it? You are staying. You are golden, baby. So, Owen, I try to come up with words to describe them banning the term InfoWars, which is happening on YouTube and Facebook, and they're banning people saying you can't use a word. You can't even – now, if it's negative, and you say – see, this is the counterfeit currency. They tell people, the New York Times and the Daily Mail, we won't just pay you $20,000 to $50,000 to lie about Alex Jones. And to most people's credit, hardly anybody's taking the money. We will put articles about you and talk about your business and put your picture up. And it's a form of payment. So the media uses clicks and hits, which is literal money if you're advertising. But for many, just the glory to then, if you lie, they give you promotion. So if you lie about InfoWars, we're going to come back to Owen in the next segment, just sitting there very stoically. if you lie about InfoWars or Trump or anybody else, they push your video. The big thing about QAnon to know is they never get demonetized. Nothing pro-Q. Oh, it gets instantly pushed to the front because it's literal delusional garbage. I mean, I've talked to folks. Trump hates Sessions. He hates Mueller. You know, it's a real death battle. It's not, oh, Mueller's good and Alex is bad. He'll soon be in. No, Alex is actually the bad guy. Q said, oh, we all go down the rabbit hole. We all go together. This cult talk. I'll get to that later. But this whole situation with the open border and the invasion, this is so stark, it made you mad, didn't it?
Well, and here's what I'm doing now, Alex, because they're trying to censor us online. They want to come and disrupt any time that we want to have an event or a march or Trump wants to have an event. So why can't we go to their events and try to have a conversation? Now, obviously, you saw what happened. But I believe I'm the first one to confront a congressman over that video. I don't think anyone else has done it. Sylvia Garcia was in attendance.
Tell folks what happens. We're going to come back and give you the floor. I mean, you're now going to confront these people that are saying have an open border.
And the main sentence, the main thing is here, Trump is separating children at the border. We're in Texas. We have to do something about immigration policy, and it's all Trump's fault, this, and separating the children and the families. And I'm just like, hey, by the way, a bunch of men just came across the border with guns. You care about that? Oh, InfoWars!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes were trembling mermaid, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens.
This is not a drill. This is not a movie. This is not Road Warrior. This is 2018, North America. Heavily armed individuals, over 1,000 of them, caught on camera in camouflage, entering country illegally through Arizona Ranch from Mexico. We've been playing the bombshell video. We'll roll some of it right now. This is incredible. And this is just one ranch. It's released dozens of hours, over 1,000 people, clearly drug muling in, big packages on their back, semi-automatic weapons, horseback as well. And Owen sees this, so he goes down to one of these, quote, liberal churches that really just means a UN command base. And again, the UN from Central America is running this whole operation through UNESCO that Trump pulled us out of. And just like they're hammering Europe with open borders and the Zodiac boats are paid for and the EU army that they said didn't exist now is going to increase its troops sevenfold to, quote, keep countries from leaving. Wow. Unelected. Won't let you leave. Armed troops. Talk about Hitler invading Europe. The head of the Nazi operation industrially was the Junkers. Juncker is the head of the unelected EU situation. So it's all repeating itself. George Soros is at the heart of it. Owen, set this up, what's happened here, and then you go out to this church where this congressman is, and you bring this up. Recap what you said earlier. Get into all of it.
Well, I saw this video, and I was shocked, A, at the video, but then B, at the lack of media response. So, as usual, InfoWars has to bring light to this stuff and force the mainstream media to cover it. And I'm also on a bunch of liberal or leftist email chains here in Austin just so I can keep up with what they're doing. And every once in a while, there's an event that I like to go to and talk to these people. Most of the time, I don't even bother, Alex, because what I learned after going about five of these things, most of the time you're kind of just dealing with deranged individuals and cult leaders. And it's just kind of sick to even film it, I'll be honest. But I go to this event, and Sylvia Garcia is there, who is a congresswoman. And I'm just sitting there filming, and they open it up to questions. And, of course, they're bashing Trump the whole time, saying Trump is separating children from family, saying we need to do something about the children, we need to do something about this awful situation at the border, yada, yada, yada. By the way, one of the women up there, Alex, you know, you say they use these churches as grounds to bring in illegal migrants. You know, he's not just saying that, folks. There was a woman on the panel. She was a panelist who bragged about how she was an undocumented immigrant, how she was in the country illegally. Now, I didn't call ICE on her. I didn't call police.
Oh, no, the UN coordinates at the jumping off points in Tripoli, Libya, in you know, the capital city of Guatemala City. It's on the news. The UN has these huge operations, and they say, don't get off the train. Here's your money. The Mexican government will arrest you, but they're going to let you go El Norte. And then they get here, and they're told where to go. The Democrats are waiting with buses. And then they load them on. They put them on welfare. They skim a bunch of the money. This is a criminal operation.
So there's the event right there, guys. Pull that page back up. It was a panel last night. Texas is ground zero for immigration policy. Well, okay. Well, what are they really talking about? Well,
we're ground zero for the UN destroying our borders.
And it was really just an anti-Trump, anti-borders, you know, whatever, liberal talking point panel fest. And so
Trump's being mean to children, even though he's not. It's a war zone, collapsed country. All these 100 people show up. You got to check who they are. They process them.
And
they say, don't process them like Obama did. Load them directly on buses so they can be sex trafficked, even as the Washington Post admitted. Sex trafficking children. They want children alone, 7, 8 years old, to be given to Democrats on buses.
And it was the ACLU.
I've seen the video. It's like little potbelly guys come out and go, children, come to me. And the children are gone.
And as you pointed out, it was the ACLU that started this actually decades ago. But they don't care about
that. The ACLU is the one saying you can't just put kids in general population.
So we'll play the clip in the next segment, Alex, so that people can hear. And then they brag. They're happy that free speech is dead. They brag about you being deplatformed. You're going to love that.
They're like, oh, you're not on the air anymore, which isn't even true.
And so it's all crazy. But I point out, Alex, I'm like, well, okay, if you want to do something about, because what is their complaint? Oh, the children are being mistreated, and they're coming here, and they're being separated, and the families, and it's all bad. And I said, well, look, why don't we have a border? Why don't we control the border? And part of the problem is, look at this. And I brought a stack of news so I could give one to everyone there. And I said, I have a stack of news. I'll give one to everyone here. Raw video, armed men in military uniforms coming across the border illegally. This is not good for anyone. And, of course, then they, oh, we got InfoWars in the house. Oh, get out, bye. You know, they try to kick me out. They don't want to answer my question. And I say, well, now, hold on a second. This is a congresswoman. I have a serious concern. This is a public event. And I
you live here. You pay taxes. I came. I'm talking.
And so they try to shut me off. And the congresswoman, before she makes a drastic mistake, realizes, uh-oh, I better at least hear this gentleman out, and says, okay, well, let me see the news. Yeah, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know about the wide open border. Give me a break.
Or 200,000 dead the last few years, dead bodies everywhere, literal road warrior 18-wheelers with giant scoops, burning buildings, mass. I mean, it is beyond any science fiction movie. Where's the movie about Mexico? Devil cults that worship Satan, MS-13, you name it, torturing families to death to get vampiric power. That's mainstream news. Where's the movies about that?
Well, how about all of these trucks and box trucks and semi-trucks that have been found in parking lots, Walmart parking lots?
With hundreds of dead.
Just people in the trucks. They were obviously coyoted across the border, and then they just...
They tell the families, you haven't paid extra, so they lock the doors and kill them. And that's the thing. It'll be like, oh, we found 27 dead people, or we found 100 dead people. And some children, imagine a mass shooting of 5 kids is all the news. But when they find thousands of total dead people, mainly in Texas, they don't even cover it. Because, again, they don't want us to discuss it. Just like Facebook is banning the term, and so is Twitter, illegal alien.
Here's the important thing, though, Alex, because this is just one man. And like you said, nobody gave me this directive. You didn't tell me to do this. Rob Dew didn't tell me to do this. I found this.
That's why you're so good, Owen. You're just like a heat-seeking missile.
And I'm not bragging. It's just my point here is that, Alex, this is what we have to do to win.
Yes, we have to go out where they're at and not yell and scream and call them Nazis like this. No, politely say, hey, man, here's the video. 1,000-plus men on horseback with machine guns, with giant bags on their back. Could be weapons. Who the hell knows? In camo invading, and you're saying Trump's bad because they check who's who at the border. 76% aren't even accompanied by adults. We want to throw them in general population. No, their answer is let them go. They have to change the subject because what they're doing is indefensible. It is insane.
And people just need to realize, if they want to sit there and they want to brag about InfoWars being the platform, well, that's fine. I just dominated your event. I just won their event. I just showed up and won their event. Because that's what one informed patriot...
And then they'll say, oh, we'll get rid of your sub-Facebook account. Good, we'll break up Facebook. We'll break up Twitter. And I can tell you, it's coming. So you guys are going to lose the election. The red wave's here. You've committed criminal actions. You've tried to racketeer. You are screwed.
Well, this is what I want for the InfoWars Army, Alex. There's leftist events. There's left.
Let's talk about it when we come back. But that's the thing. Leaked video. Google leadership just made reaction to election of Trump pledge to defeat Trump in the future by controlling the public's minds. These are quotes. We have Jim Jordan saying that these are criminals. Google runs China's extermination operations and spying. These are murdering criminals.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Days out for the most historic election in world history. You're listening to the most banned, demonized, lied about transmission in the world. Because we're pro-human, we believe in you, we believe in Jesus Christ, and we believe in human future, human victory. People ask, why do we listen to Elon Musk and all these other big tech guys? And it's everything you said 20 years ago. Because I was reading white papers that the globalists put out about an anti-human, post-human future. And I'm like, wow, this really sucks. I believe in humanity. Owen Schroyer's here riding shotgun with me, and we're going to open the phones up in the next hour. Owen, just recapping this, 200,000 dead in Mexico the last few years, total collapse,
Road Warrior armored vehicles and 18-wheelers ramming people, machine gun death everywhere, mass graves. Like you said, thousands of illegals found dead in 18-wheelers. It gets like 5 seconds of news. Oh, we found 67 dead people, including 12 kids, in the back of an 18-wheeler in San Antonio. Big frickin' deal. Move on. That's the dehumanization. Oh, they love Hispanics so much all day. But when that's happening, it's not in the news. Because they're collapsing the country. It's the UN Global Soros plan to collapse nation states, just like they're doing with Europe. This is 21st century war. This is how the globalists target you. So, Owen, tell people about the church. We'll play the clip. We'll get into it. You decide, oh, they've got a congressperson, a Democrat, who's pushing this. You saw him beat that little girl. You know, he raped her, too. You might as well say that. No, she was never separated from her mother. She hadn't eaten in 12 hours. They were out of food and water. She's been in the desert for days. Mommy ran away from daddy. And the word is, because mommy makes some money coming up to the border. Oh, wonder what. Yeah, the Border Patrol's kind of nice now. They're like, let's take this satchel and say this wasn't here. Because it's just, it's totally lawless. And so, oh, he looms over her. What a meanie. Never taken from her family. System set up by ACLU 20 years ago. And so you go down there, and you're like, hey, we've got 1,000-plus armed men at one ranch with machine guns and camo. What the hell? And crime waves everywhere, and they're saying, oh, you don't even exist anymore. Kind of like Rubio said to me. It's this leftist make-believe Aleister Crowley crap.
Yeah, we'll hear that in a clip in just a second. But here's what bothered me, Alex. It's like what you're talking about. They're going to have this panel, and they're going to have, you know, emails nationwide, the ACLU, everything, all this crap over fake news. Fake news that Trump is putting kids in cages and that Trump is responsible for separating families at borders. 100% fake news. They know it's fake news, but they have these panels and discussions and email chains.
And it's photos from the Obama era because they hadn't beefed up the stuff yet.
So I just...
Now it's quite nice.
So actually, Candace Owens shot a great video. She went to one of the family detention centers in Florida, said it's nicer than any public school she's ever seen. So they actually...
Believe me, I saw the food they're eating. So I guess they got the Border Patrol cooking. That looks like some damn good migas.
No, they get yoga classes. They got, you know, all kinds of stuff, you know, recreation centers, everything. So that's great. You know,
the average day is 48 hours.
And so they get a better treatment than the average public school student in America. You know, it's awful for them. Bad on us. But so I'm sick of them dominating their little, you know, thought spectrums with fake news. So I say, okay, you know what? I'm going to go film this and we'll show the people what these people talk about behind the scenes. And I'm going to inject my point and I'm going to say, look, you guys just talked about fake news for an hour. Here's real news. I got a stack of stories here. I'm going to leave it for you. Can I please get an answer from my congresswoman? So the story is I see the video of the men coming across the border in fatigues and rucksacks and rifles and everything. And that's like, okay, here's InfoWars. We have to blow this up.
I thought I was looking at World War I footage.
So it's like,
I mean, it's dudes on horseback with machine guns, 1,000.
So if no one's going to cover it, then we have to cover it. And then as I want, I mean, I'm never going to ask the InfoWars Army to do anything I won't do. So I want
to explain InfoWars Army. We want everybody to peacefully, lawfully. We've had folks threaten us to go, oh, there'll be a false flag if it was Army. That'll be an operative. We're peaceful. Our mission is clear. Go out, speak out, expose what's going on. Go to these Congress people's meetings. Go in, videotape it, live stream it, send it to us, upload it, whatever, and bring this up to them that, hey, that little girl wasn't separated from her parents. This is an ACLU era deal from 25 years ago. How dare you lie? So again, describe who the congressperson was.
And if you change one person's mind at one of these meetings, it's worth it. It was Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia, and I asked her about this. Nobody wanted to answer my question. They kicked me out. They bragged about Alex Jones being deplatformed. Guys, we have the video ready. Let's just go. This is me last night at a liberal event at Central Presbyterian Church where they're blaming Trump for the separation.
And again,
family.
I can't tweet this. Everybody else,
yeah.
You have to tweet it.
Yeah.
You have to re-upload it. There's no copyright on anything we do. Get it out there. Here it is.
Yeah. Is it Ms. Garcia, right? Is that
right.
Just spoke, Senator Garcia? Yeah, you just said that we should stop, you know, the family detention and all the harm that's being done to these families. But don't you think actually doing something about the border would be the best option? You say you want to keep terrorists out. I have a stack of news. I brought a copy for everyone here today. There was video of armed men walking right across the border, dozens of them in military uniforms. So that doesn't help anyone. That doesn't help immigrants that want to come here legally. And I'm just curious, you know, if we want to stop family detention and all this horror that you're talking about, why don't we actually secure the border? I think that that would be the best option. And if you want to also stop...
Back it up 10 seconds. It's the lawlessness of the border that allows the lawlessness in Mexico. Our not letting the border be controlled and letting the drugs and crime and people come across is what created the criminal Wild West situation. They all, major studies admit this. So again, of course you need to shut that down. That's what will clean that up.
And isn't it more obvious than ever when you have a video like this with just thousands of armed men? I mean, how can you get away with that unless there is no border, total lawlessness?
And again, they have a Amnesty International study, 80%, I think it's 87, look it up. 80%+ of women and little girls as young as 5 are raped when they cross by the coyotes. And again, it's not Don Johnson in machete shooting the pregnant Mexican. It's the cartels doing it. And so, again, that's Hollywood.
And it's their family that sends them. They say separation of family happens at the border. No, their family sends their daughters with emergency contraceptives because they know they're going to get raped.
There it is. 80% of Central American women, girls, are raped crossing the U.S. From Mexico. Huffington Post.
But they ignore that. So let's go back to the video.
Yeah, let's go. I'm sorry. It's total truth. Yeah. Go back.
Men walking right across the border, dozens of them in military uniforms. So that doesn't help anyone. That doesn't help immigrants that want to come here legally. And I'm just curious, you know, if we want to stop family detention and all this horror that you're talking about, why don't we actually secure the border? I think that that would be the best option. And if you want to also stop baby prisons, maybe we should stop abortion centers, too, from killing them.
Okay, well, I think InfoWars is here. So, next question.
Well, that's fine. You guys can discount me. I will leave this stack of news for you. Video. Senator, are you going to do anything about a video of armed men? Excuse me, sir. I have a right to free speech. This is a senator. I'll leave this stack of news. You guys can look at the videos. I'm going to put it right here. Armed men in military uniforms. Armed men in military uniforms. And this, I'd like you to comment from my senator, and you guys want me to go. Senator, will you please give me a comment?
Sir, if you'll just read the information, we have to look at it. I'm not seeing the video you're referring to. I'm not seeing your...
I mean, she knows Mexico's a failed state war zone. And they always play dumb.
There you go. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, thank you. These are armed men, ladies and gentlemen, in military uniform, dozens of them. Well, I just think it's ridiculous that you blame the Trump administration.
Clip of the video. It's a year of it. It's thousands.
Family separation starting long before Trump. In fact, Trump is the only president to do anything about it. He signed an executive order to stop it. No other presidents do that. This is sad that you guys fall for this brainwashing. You should check up on it. We should do something about the border, not President Trump trying to save this country. Yeah, bye. You're welcome. You're welcome for informing you all. Oh, really? We lost our platform, sir. So this man is now celebrating free speech dead in America, and I got news. Our web traffic is up tenfold. You guys are losing. That's why you're
only
up
threefold.
I have more audience on my screen right now. You guys have a wonderful night. God bless you.
But again, you're deplatformed. We put you into outer space.
How when I brought up stopping abortion, how that's when they all first shrieked? Doesn't that tell you everything? Why don't you guys stop abortion if you care about kids? I mean, that tells you everything, Alex, right there.
Amazing. Good job, Owen.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit.
They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve, yeah. Climbing the hill. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Taking their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law allows.
Yeah, I'm a good old boy. My mama loves me.
Nothing like some good old country on the open road, huh?
Absolutely. You know, you ever see these guys that strut around trying to act big and tough, and you look at them and it seems annoying, like they're, you know, trying to act like an alpha male. But, you know, maybe I was the person that was cowed, because it's up to us that our alpha males actually care about society, to not let the weird little twisted beta males who crave power dominate us. And they know that we have a conscience, so they manipulate us. So here's an example. I've got, and I'm not bragging about it, it's actually freakish. My neck is freakishly large, 20 inches, and it's not fat. And my chest is freakishly large. I mean, my chest is almost as big as Arnold Schwarzenegger's. Okay, and then I got a big belly, too. But the whole point is that ever since high school, like, big tough guys would say, oh, you're a punk. You want to fight? Well, you walk around with your chest stuck out. And I was like, no, I'm just standing up straight. You might have to stand up straight. If I stand up straight, it looks ridiculous. And so the point is that since I was a teenager, I kind of like act like I'm a little wizard. And when I walk around, I kind of just do like this so people don't recognize me or mess with me. But you know what? Now that people attack me for the first time in my life, it's not an arrogance, it's a pride. Now I went walking into a grocery store this morning. I actually walked like a man's supposed to walk. And everybody was looking at me and they were like, damn, that guy looks like a badass. And the whole point was, all of that now is the fact they're attacking me, and I'm more proud than I've ever been. And I don't say like I was ashamed of myself before. I wasn't trying to stand out before because I was already confident. But now that they want to come boo at me at tables and boo at me on the street and take that down and like, just being like 18, try to make me ashamed of myself. Now because they're doing that, now I'm going to actually hold my head high. So now I walked into a hotel the other night to this interview. And I walked right in there, and I walked through my head up, chest out, everything else. Every woman basically came running. And again, it's not bragging about, oh, I'm this tough guy, I'm handsome. It's not that. It's confidence. It's that America has the will, has the spirit, has the destiny, has the future. But those of us that are strong, we are reserved because we're almost embarrassed by our power. And I'm saying now's the time to use the power. So from now on, I'm not walking around hunchback trying to hide anymore. I'm going to walk around, you know, not sticking my chest out, but just standing up straight. This is what I look like when I stand up straight. Okay? I'm going to start walking around like this because I'm proud of what I've done. People say, oh, you're a loser. Oh, you've been deplatformed, Owen. Oh, Trump's being, it's all this lie that Trump's fake. Trump's not real. Trump's an idiot. Trump stands for nothing because he stands for everything. It's all a damn lie. I mean, do you see what I'm saying?
Well, and if they think we're going to stop because they're going to try to deplatform us, then they don't understand what we're doing here. They don't understand our mission. They don't understand what we're fighting for. We're not fighting for attention. We're not fighting for fame. We're not fighting for fortune. We're fighting for freedom. We're fighting for truth. We're fighting for America. We're fighting for justice. We're fighting for common sense to return to this country. But, Alex, I mean, you are a badass. You don't have to say, oh, I'm kind of bad. You are a badass.
Oh, I've had my ass kicked plenty of times, usually when I was in the wrong. But the point is that it's not like I'm even embarrassed. It's like I don't want attention.
But people always ask me, it's like, how can you go into a crowd of those people and be
because you have something. Explain that. They think we're losing by being attacked by the world. We're here to change the world. And I'm not comparing myself to Christ, but we're all trying to be Christ-like. Christ came to stand up and say no to the power structure and then put it all on the line as an example. And that's what we're supposed to do.
Well, what do
people
I
say
have?
We're losing? No, we're dominating. We're blitzing the hell out of them. Explain that to them. Explain how you march into crowds of these people that hate you and lie about you because you're trying to save them. You know what they're saying is a fraud. Just like Hitler said America sucked and the Japanese said America was bad. No, we didn't start those wars. Said we weren't perfect, but the idea, of course, Hitler said we were bad. You think my grandfathers or your great-grandfathers listened to Axis power BS? Do you think they heard the broadcast that came in? They laughed at it. We should laugh at these people, too, but they're an enemy within trying to suppress us.
Well, it's really easy to be confident going into a group of these people, unfortunately, because if you arm yourself with the truth, if you arm yourself with information, and more importantly, if you arm yourself with Jesus and God, and you go into these crowds, you cannot be defeated. As long as you don't back down and have confidence, you cannot be defeated by these people. And they probably think that they had some sort of faux victory over kicking me out. Well, guess what? I had a viral video that's going to be seen a million times, and your little event will have no impact on the world. And so they have these faux victories. But if you just go into these...
Well, that's it. They're all about how they're winners and we're losers, and they follow every tyrannical program. They're not liberals. They're authoritarians. And the only reason I told the story about my life, like not trying to walk around, you know, like you walk around the grocery store standing up straight, and it's kind of embarrassing, you know, to like walk around like you're trying to be one of those big guys. But I am a big guy, so I shouldn't be embarrassed of it. And I'm just saying I'm not going to hunch over and hide anymore. But they've actually made me come out of my shell.
Actually, this is an interesting path to go down, Alex, because there's this whole trend right now happening about body shaming, right? And so it's like if you're overweight and obese, like they want you to show off your body. Like I mean, women are wearing like yoga pants now that, I mean, it should almost be illegal. But like if you're actually in shape, like a fit guy, like sometimes, Alex, it's like weird. Like I feel bad. Like if I go out in a muscle shirt walking.
Because you're in great shape.
And there's like a bunch of.
What are you like, 3% body fat?
Probably something like that. Maybe 4 or 5, depending on the day. But it's like if you walk around in a muscle shirt and you're a big tough guy or whatever, like, you're kind of like, oh, yeah, well, thanks for rubbing it in. You know what I'm saying? But if you're someone overweight that just chooses to be overweight and then chooses to, you know, scoot around in the store on your scooter instead of walking and stuff like that, like...
Oh, it's like going to the Antifa meetings. These women go, I love Satan, I kill my babies, and I stink. And they hold their arms up and there's just blubber and, like, hair hanging down.
It's like, you're not supposed to be proud of your physical condition if it's good. You're only supposed to be proud and boast about your physical condition if it's unhealthy.
Well, my point is that I was real good looking when I was young, and so I noticed men started fights with me if I was good looking and strutting around. I wasn't trying to strut. I learned to not strut around because I don't want attention. And I'm just saying, now with all the things, it's like in this climate, now I'm going to start strutting around. And because I want those people to know that I'm going to strut around in front of them because I'm not going to bow to them.
And here's what it is. Everyone is Alex Jones now. I am Alex Jones. You are Alex Jones. You have to go to these events. One patriot armed with the truth, armed with information, armed with facts, and armed with God, will defeat an entire crowd of these people. And I bet of the 50 people that were at that event last night, I bet you I changed one person's mind, Alex. I bet you one person in that 50 people's
mind. I think more than that, because they all deep down know it's a lie. They know America doesn't hate Hispanics. They know Latin America's collapsing. They know it's a dangerous satanic war zone. And then how the hell can they come up with this and say that we're the bad guys?
Well, what are we going to do? I mean, how can I compete? You know, Beto O'Rourke, a fake name. They put Beto in his name to make him, votable. They think Hispanics will just, vote. It's like Sylvia Garcia. Is that your real name? I mean, I don't know. These Democrats, they always manipulate anyway to get votes. But Beto O'Rourke plays a concert with Willie Nelson. So Willie Nelson is now promoting Beto O'Rourke to defeat Ted Cruz, which is bad. Ted Cruz has a great voting record. Beto O'Rourke is an anti-conservative, anti-Trump, liberal nut job, phony Democrat. So what am I going to do? I can't compete with Willie Nelson. Wait a second. Maybe I can. I have to. I have to compete with Willie Nelson. I have to make sure that Ted Cruz gets in. Not because I'm some fanatic of Ted Cruz, because he's going to vote for America. Because he's going to be real.
Beto is a literal moron idiot, and everyone must vote for Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz got dirty in the campaign, which made me hate him more, because he was so good, his voting record. He's so smart.
He really has one of the best voting records.
And then he turned to this lying jerk during the campaign. It doesn't matter. He's a trillion times better than Beto.
Bingo.
Bingo.
And that's why this midterm election is so important. Just and even if you have to hold your nose and vote Republican, look, I'm not a Republican, but my God.
Well, you can't hold your nose. The Democrats are pure evil.
We know.
Let me plug, or we're going to go bankrupt here, because this is important. The new 5 more minutes with us. We got another guest joining us. Folks, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. I put out Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's got 95 curcuminoid. I got one of the top labs in the country, even concentrate more. They can barely do it at 95%. I want you to have the best, okay? Well, it's the same thing with X2. It's the purest iodine out there. And yes, like I told you 6 months ago, I did a big order. I tried to get the price down. These oil companies have been gouging us. It is cost prohibitive. They have slowdowns. They're messing with me. This is where it comes from, deep earth mining. This is the last run of Survival Shield X2. So we hope there's a new formulation. We hope we're able to get a source, but I just get tired of being put over a barrel and, you know, them taking 6 months to get it to us. So it'll be a long time till we get more X2 in, if we ever do. I think this is the last run. I think technically to get a new supplier, you got to change the name anyway. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your X2. Before it's all sold out. Final run of X2, the amazing product. InfoWarsLife.com. A lot of the specials there as well. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. And you can also get a lot of other great products and t-shirts, books, you name it. Or you can let Soros gang rape your entire culture. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.